Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. I started this company because I was fed up with cheap clothes that didn't last and a system that shipped manufacturing overseas. We believed we could still make incredible hoodies, t-shirts, and pants right here in the U.S. with American cotton, American factories, and people earning real wages. That's what American Giant stands for, building clothes that actually last. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
Hey, The Bird Show. Take a second right now to pat yourself on the back. If you had a New Year's resolution, you don't even know what I'm going to say. You guys are already patting yourselves on the back.
I just wanted to tell myself I'm proud of me.
What did you do to deserve that?
Exist. Get through today. Wake up this morning.
Okay. I love the people who are saying, I'm not doing dry January. I'm just doing January.
The reason why you should be patting yourself on the back is if you had a New Year's resolution and you're still holding strong, you are past Quitter's Day.
Yep. So it was this past Friday that apparently I didn't even know this was a thing. This past Friday is dubbed Quitter's Day. And that's the day that most people end up letting go of their New Year's resolutions.
I let that go on December 31st because I haven't made any.
Oh, there you go. Can't quit with your own start.
That's less than 2 weeks.
Yeah. So
January 10th?
Yeah. So by the time the second Friday in January rolls around, many have already thrown in the towel. It's dubbed Quitter's Day, has become a symbolic milestone for the struggle to maintain New Year's resolutions.
I can tell you this, man. I have been so encouraged by what I have seen at the gym over the last week. So I was convinced on Saturday morning when I went to the gym and the weather was really crappy here on Friday. There was snow on the ground. The roads were wet by Saturday morning. And I'm like, no one's going to be at the gym, man, because it's packed the first couple of weeks when all the newbies are there, which is I always think is fantastic. But I thought for sure Saturday morning, they'll use that as the excuse to take the day off, right? I got to that gym at noon on Saturday, and it is the furthest that I have ever had to walk in the parking lot to get into the gym. So good on you guys.
Nice.
Very good.
One of my resolutions was dry January, and so far, so good.
Good for you, man.
Alcohol has not touched these lips for 14 days. Mm. And I finally left my house. So
this is where it all goes downhill.
Right? I went out to with the kids to dinner with some friends. The guys had some beers. The friend had some wine. I had some sparkling water. And then it was funny that I went to a friend's house last night. And as we went and grabbed dinner and went to their house to hang out and whenever I'm at this particular house, I always have a glass of wine. Like, that was the first time I'm like, it feels really weird to be in your home and not drinking a glass of wine. Okay. But everybody, husband had a beer. They both had a glass of wine. I had my sparkling water. And I did feel a twinge of like, what am I, this is a little shit.
Nobody gonna know.
Yeah. How are they gonna know?
What officially is a drink? Is it 3 ounces? Is it 2 ounces? Can it be negotiated?
But I'm doing this for myself, and I would know, and that was enough for me. And so, yeah, no, I didn't touch anything. So, again, I'm going to see this through January. I don't have any plans right now as far as making this like a permanent fixture in my life. However, I'm already thinking ahead, like February. I think for February, it's going to be like no drinking during the work week, like during the weekday. Yeah. And I will allow myself a little something on Friday or Saturday. Okay.
Mm. Well, since Jackson here ruins everything, he's questioning if New Year's resolutions are even healthy.
Well, I've had a love-hate relationship with New Year's resolutions. I always, like a lot of people, are like, why do you have to wait for an arbitrary date? You know, like, what's the difference? Why not make the change you want to see in yourself right now? That kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but us anal retentive people just love, like, a good January 1st.
What are you retaining?
Anal.
True.
I think I missed what your question was.
She said anal retention, and I was like, what are you retaining? I've never heard that expression before.
You never heard of anal retention?
You haven't heard that?
I'm not into that. I've never done that before. I try to respect, because I know Rebecca on the show. I know Rebecca on the show has legitimate OCD, and that's like, you know, a legitimate diagnosis. I don't like to say I have OCD, but I am very particular, and I am so anal retentive.
Oh, you have OCD.
I do not.
How about that award just a couple of days ago that was off by 2 inches in the back of the room, and it was driving you crazy? So you fix it, and then I go just to mess with you and change it back to its original 2-inch position, and you couldn't walk by it.
Listen, a-hole, it was not off by 2 inches. You completely turned it around backwards, and it is a very prestigious award that deserves to be treated with respect. So when you aren't looking, I turned it back.
Of course you did. Anal retentive is just super organized to a point
rigid.
Where it drives you crazy.
That's what kids are calling it this year. Noted.
No, all valid points, which I totally get. But I will say that at the start of 2020, I actually, for the first time, made like a real resolution for myself. And that was, I was in like a weird dark place with like starting my first full-time job after college.
Wait, the year of the pandemic was the year you chose to do a resolution? Granted, the pandemic hadn't hit yet, but...
Yeah, yes. You decided to stay in more. That was good timing,
It
man.
Was the year of the pandemic, but the fact of the matter is I was able to, you know, last throughout the pandemic as well. And so, and my goal during that time was I told myself that no matter what time I get home from work, I'm going to go to the gym for at least 30 minutes. And okay. It didn't matter. And this is when I was on a crazy schedule where I was working like 80-hour weeks and I wasn't getting home until midnight, 1 a.m. And I said, no matter what, when I get home, I will go to the gym for at least 30 minutes. And that was like the big defining factor. And it worked. It stuck out. And I actually got in like the best shape of my life during that year. And it was fantastic. And so.
So what happened?
Exactly.
Funny
you should say that.
And then the pandemic went away. It messed up everything.
I had to go in public again.
And so every year since then, you know, things have kind of like regressed a little bit here and there. And then, of course, like getting into a relationship, you start, you know, putting on relationship weight, whatever the case is. And it feels like every year since then, I've sort of had a similar resolution in mind, but I've never been able to stick it out. And so I was trying to figure out, like, what should I change this year? Like, how can I get back to the mindset that I was in back then? And instead of doing what I normally do is consult Dr. Google or, you know, just look online for anything about self-help and anything like that, I decided instead of doing that, where a lot of times you get overwhelmed with all this information, a lot of times it's contradictory. This time, I just am looking back at why I was successful personally in 2020 and trying to implement that for my goals this year. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of these things that I'm thinking about when it comes to like my own tips are maybe unique to myself, but I'm wondering like maybe that they could be stand out to you and help you achieve some of your goals. So the first one being is, Bert, you've mentioned this before, create, you know, digestible, measurable goals.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say do pushups every day. You got to say, I'm going to do 100 pushups every day, right? And so mine, similarly to the goal that I had in 2020 was go to the gym as soon as I get home from the studio every day. Doesn't matter how tired I am. Doesn't matter how little sleep I got the night before. If I go home and I lay down and I take a nap, I have every excuse under the sun to not do it after I wake up. Whereas now I get home and it's the first thing that I go and do.
And I would also add that you don't have to go for an hour.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's why I committed myself 30 minutes. That's all, right? The next thing is understanding the difference between discipline and motivation, okay? Anyone can have a random spurt of motivation, right? A lot of times you get those in the middle of the night when you're doom scrolling and it's 2 a.m. and you get these like random workout videos and then like all of a sudden you feel motivated to like go hit the gym. Discipline is different because discipline's when you actually go when you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm telling myself.
That's every day.
Yeah. Seriously. Right? If I went to the gym only on days I was feeling great and wanted to go, I'd go once a week.
Seriously.
If that, right? And so that's why it's very good to kind of put yourself in a very different mindset of just committing yourself to going all the time, right? A huge one for me is riding out momentum. Right now, I feel like I'm in the honeymoon phase of this resolution where, you know, I'm inundated with all these like new workouts and diet plans and all this stuff. And it's like an exciting time. And sometimes you kind of let yourself ride through this. And then once that sort of falls off, you stop doing things altogether. Whereas for myself now, I'm trying to sort of sit and revel and how much I'm enjoying seeing all this new content on my page and how much I like, you know, actually getting involved in doing this.
Yeah, I would submit to you also, don't take in too much info and try to make too many changes too quick. Like, if you're going to work on one thing, work on that one thing and then move on, because that algorithm will force you into looking at everything, and that's when you get burned out.
100%. And I found myself in that trap yesterday where, you know, I'm really focusing a lot on like strength training, but then I got all these, you know, Instagram reels on flexibility and how important that is for you. And like, then I'm getting completely overwhelmed with, well, which one should I focus on more? And like, how should I split up my days? And sometimes when you get completely overwhelmed like that, you end up stop doing things altogether. And so, you're right. Keeping things a lot more simple is definitely the way to go. And the last thing is really taking a second to think about why I'm doing this in the first place. And a lot of the reasons are because over the last like year and a half or so, I really just haven't felt like myself, and I haven't really liked what I've been seeing. And every time that I've been, I try and think back to these times, these more dark times where I really have been unhappy with myself, and understanding that like now that I'm on a little bit of a different path, the second that I fall off the train, it doesn't mean that I'm resetting back to zero. It's just, you know, it can be a step backwards, but you're still moving ultimately towards the right goal, you know? And so, a lot of time, you know, people a lot of times say that it's not really necessarily healthy to really think back on some of these sort of dark times. But for me, sometimes the demons fuel you, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, that's been extremely motivating for myself, and looking back and realizing I don't want to get back to that point that I was. I know how I felt then. So right now it's good for me to just keep progressing forward.
Yeah, I just want to add one more thing to that also, is that I think a lot of people that are trying to lose weight get very disciplined about it and they slip for one day. And what you mentioned there is that they feel like all the progress that they made up to that day just went out the window. No, it didn't. No, it didn't at all. It was one day. Just start back up the next day.
Completely
you already
agree.
Made progress, right?
Completely agree. Just get back on that horse.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.